We are learning Mesechta Megillah Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're going to talk about different parashiyos in the Torah and in Neviim and Ksuvim that we read and we don't say the Targum. In those days, when they lay in the pasuk of the Torah, there was a Metorgumen, someone translated it to everyone to understand it, because the purpose of Kriyas Torah is to teach us Torah, to learn, and therefore you used to have someone translating it. Now, certain parashiyos in the Torah, people can make a mistake and get the wrong impression or think someone did something very wrong, and therefore we don't translate those psukim. So I'm going to give different examples. Ma'ase Ruvain, Nikra of the Metargum. It says in the pasuk in the Torah, after Rachel died, it says, Vahivishkoin Yisrael Beretzihi, Vayelich Ruvain, Vayishkav as Bila Pelegesh Aviv, Vayishma Yisrael, then it says, Vayivinei Akav Shnei Masa. And the pasuk shah and the pasuk sounds like that Ruvain went and was by Yishkov as Bila, when Zana was Bila, with his father's wife. And we know what the Gemara and Shabbat says, it doesn't really mean that, it just means he moved the bed. But upon him here, we're not metargum it because we don't want the Amaratzim to have the wrong impression of this pasuk. Maisa Tamar, Nikra Metargum.
You're going to have the wrong impression if you don't interpret it?
Because the Targum doesn't say that. The Targum doesn't say, they say the Targum, they're not saying Vayishkav in Targum language. They don't say the whole Gemara and Shabbos in the Targum. They don't know Lashon HaKodesh. They don't know Lashon HaKodesh, the Amaratzim. That's why you have Tirat Targum in the first place. They don't stand the pasuk. Maisa Tamar, Nikra Metargum. Maisa Tamar is Tamar and Yehuda. There's a whole Maisa in the Torah with Tamar and Yehuda. After Yehuda's two children died and Tamar was their wives, Tamar went away. And Yehuda went up to Begoyz's son. And he landed up being Mezana with Tamar. And out of that came Mashiach, actually. But that Maisa, you could be Nikra Metargum. And we'll see why in the Gemara why. Maisa Egel Arisha, Nikra Metargum. Vahashen Nikra Metargum. That means the parash in the Egel and Torah is said when it happened. And then when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, Aaron HaKohen says over the story to him. And in that parash we don't say over. Like the pasuk says, V'yem Moshe L'Aaron, Ma'as L'cha Ma'zeh, Ki Chatas Olav, Kevesa Olav, Chata Gedela. What happened that this thing? And he gives him the whole story. And at the end of the story, Aaron HaKohen says, V'om Olam L'mizav, Hisparku, V'yitnu Li, V'yashecheu B'esh, V'yetze Egel Hazeh. And that's what it says in the pasuk. And the Gemara doesn't say, Vayetze Egel Zeh, sounds like it came out by itself. And that people also will say, oh, there must be another God, the Egel came out by itself. So therefore, the second part of the parasha, Nikra Metargum, you don't tie it to, you leave it in Lashon HaKodesh. Birchas Kahanim, you're also not Metargum. We'll see why in the Gemara. Maise David Va'amnoim, also Nikra Metargum Inon. What's Maise David Va'amnoim? So the pasuk shot is, that's referring to the Maise of Amnoim, Ben David. David had a son Amnon and a daughter Tamar, and Amnon wanted a mezana with Tamar, and he made himself that he was sick, and therefore Tamar came to take care of him, and they tackled a mezana, and there was a terrible maisa of Shalom and killing Amnon. So that maisa also, you're not metargum. And why does it say that maisa David va Amnon was David with it? Because the reason why you're not metargum is because it's Amnon ben David and it's a bezayim for David. That's the pasuk shot. The Sasema says, no, the Maisa Dov Avnoim, Maisa Dov is referring to something else, the Maisa Bat Sheva. And that Maisa is also a Maisa that we don't repeat over. That we don't, we're not Matargim Inon, we don't translate. Aim after Merkava. One of the will not be Merkava. We actually do it on Rosh Hashanah. We pass him like the next man, the Amav, Rabbi Yehuda Matri, who says, Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda Matri, Aim after Mahoida Eshushlaim. You don't say the Haftarah of Hoida Eshushlaim, as Pesukim in Yecheskel talks about the terrible Averis that the Eden did. Al Tzbazayin for the Eden, you don't read that Haftarah. And like we said, Agave Aim after Merkava, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutter, Zok Tais is a Kaimel on Rabbi Yehuda, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's how we do Taka on Rosh Hashanah. Zok Tomar Avayin, Tana Bonam. Yes, Nikrin Mutargim Inon. Some parishes you read and you say Targum, like the Pashto Psukim, and the Gemara will give a bunch of Chedushim of certain ones that also that we do both, we read them and we translate them. Yes, Nikrin Mutargim, some are read and no Targum, like the other ones said in the Mishnah. Yes, Loi Nikrin Mutargim, and some are not read or Mutargim Inon. Here Rashi says it's Maisadav Amnoim, you don't read Ba'av Torah. And it could be the Stira to the Gemara later on, so therefore, some are not goyrus these words. The yeshloi nakrim le'metargum. The goyin is not goyrus those words. Now the Gemara says elu nikrim le'metargum. The following things are nikrim le'metargum, and there's a simon fit. Balas akon nashba. These are 10 different things that we're going to say that you read and you translate. So number one, is Maisa Bereshis, Nikra Matargum. Maisa Bereshis means the beginning of Parashas Bereshis, we are Nikra and we're Matargum. All those things are Nikra and Matargum. Pshita, it's Pashat. Like, why not? Mao the Tema, Osha Shulye, you come to ask Maila 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 Mata, or Maila Femaila Ochar, Kamashla? No. It says in Sechas Chagiga that you're not allowed to ask what came before the world, what came after the world, what's on top of the world, what's under the world. These type of questions you're not allowed to ask because it come to Apikarsis. So we're scared maybe if they're going to say over Parashas Bereishis with the translation, people start asking questions. Kamashla, I'm not worried about it. We're not worried about that, and if you could be metargumet. That's the first parasha that's a chiddush, that metargumim that you translate. Maisa Loit, v'shtev v'naisav, nikra metargum. The story with Loit and his two daughters, that he's mezana with two daughters, and he had Amun Amoya from them. Yeah, nikra metargum. Pshita, what's the chiddush? Ma'otem v'neichesh l'chvay da'avram. Maybe we choshish for the covet of Avram Avinu, because this is Avram Avinu's relative who did this terrible thing. Kamar Shalom, we're not worried about it. Kamar Shalom, no problem. It doesn't reflect bad on Avram. Ma'isa Tamar of Yehuda Nikra Matargum. The story of Tamar and Yehuda in Parashas Vayeshev, we are Nikra Matargum. Pshita, it's Pashut. And the Gemara Ma'otim Lechus Play Yehuda, maybe we should be worried about the covenant of Yehuda. It's not covenant of Yehuda, maybe you shouldn't translate it. K'mashlon, Shvach Yehuda Oidei. The Ma'isa, if you know the end of the Ma'isa, Yehuda was Moida. He says it was for me. He says it's for me. When she sent that, who is this? Who's this ring and this from? She sends this to she asked Yehuda, and he says, no, it's not coming money, it's for me. So that alone is a shvach of Yehuda that he can be moida al emes.
So pashut, how can the Mishnah bring it down?
What?
If it's so pashut, why did the Mishnah bring it down?
The question why the Mishnah is the same thing, the right? So why then where's the Tarah? My Tarah? The Tarah says, because quite we thought that quite Yehuda shouldn't bring it down. Kamash law, no. That they have the Kamash law. Maisa Egel Risha Nikra Matargum Pshita, it's Pashut. Mao the Tema Lechus Chayim Shal Yisrael. Look, Mara has truths involved him, so it's not Pashut. And Mara is saying, look, Pshatim. Mao the Tema Lechus Chayim Shal Yisrael, that were Choshes for the Kavod of Klai Yisrael, you shouldn't read the first Maisa of Egel, Kamash Malon, Kol Shekin the Nichalu, the Havlu Kapara. We want to have the Bezionis of reading the Egel, because that's a Kapara for us. When you have Bezionis, it's a Kapara for you, and therefore, it's good to have read the Parashas. Klolis of brachos, nikrim and targuminon. The klolis and the brachos, which is the parasha of Techacha in the Torah, we have it twice, two parashas of Techacha, parashas Bechukaisa and parashas Kisavai, you read them targuminon. Shita, ma'otem nechus doma fagadaita, zabura. Many people get depressed and get scared. Mashallah, no, it's good for klolis to hear sometimes a bit of Techacha. Azaris va'inchim, warnings and punishments in the Torah. Nikum ha'tayminin, you read it and you translate it. Pshita, ma'otem nechus doma aslam ev meyira. May your people will do mitzvahs meyira, not from ahava. Kamash lo no, we're not worried about it. And from ha'teicha yira will come to ahava. Ma'isa amnoim v'tamar. So remember, our Mishnah said the ma'isa of David v'amnoim and said that you read it and not translating it. Here it says ma'isa amnoim v'tamar nikra o'matargim. You read it and matargim it. Maisa Avishalom, the story with Avishalom, which also he was ba a plakshe aviv on the cucubines, I think is the word, of his father, the wives of his father, certain wives of his father who he's mizana with. Nikra Matargum, both those things are Nikra Matargum. Pshita, Ma'otim Lichash Likur David, maybe we should worry about the covet of David, Kamash V'lon, no. And here the Ran explains what the Kamash V'lon is, and he says, because this was predicted by Nasa Navi as a Einish for Ba'asheva, the Ran says like this: Lechashinu lefesume shekena yonchei shal David kwa shikasav ani es leinei Hashem hashazayis. Hakaponim, that's the Kamash one over here. Ma'isa Pelegesh Begiva. The story of Pelegesh Begiva, where some people from Benjamin were mezana with some Pelegesh, and there's a whole war, and they killed a lot of people. Nikra Matargum, you read it and translate it. Pshit the mountain Pelegesh Begiva Benjamin, war with the cover of Benjamin, shevet Benjamin, Kamash law, no. The last thing is Hoida es Yerushalayim es Tavisa Nikra Matargum. It says that the parasha of Hoida Yerushalayim, you read it and Matargum, not like a Mishnah. Pshita, it's Pasha. And for the Gemara Lafukim Rabbi Eliezer, Netanya, Ma'isav Adam Echad Shai Kerel Ma'alam Rabbi Eliezer Hoida Yerushalayim es Tavisa. Someone one time read the Haftarah in front of Rabbi Eliezer in the Pesukim of Hoida Yerushalayim es Tavisa, which is in Yecheskel, the terrible things Eden did. You know, you're trying to say Musa on the Te'evis Yishlayim, Say b'dek b'tevis imcha. Look at the disgusting things your mother did. But k'acharav matzvah shavim psul. The taka found a psul in his own lineage. He knows yichus. And this is the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. It's brought down in our Mishnah. The emaftir mahedus shlaim. So he went through those 10 things. Now that there's a siman that nikrim matargum. It was beracious. It was light. It was tough. Was tamar and Yehuda. The ayin was the maisa ego. The kuf was the klalos and brachos. The nun was oinshin v'hazaris. The nun was maisa of amnon and tamar. The shin was avashalom. And the pay was plagas v'giva. And the hay was hodesh shalayim. That's the 10 things from the siman. All these things you read and you translate. The elu nikrav leim atargumin. The following things you read, but you don't translate. What's the siman for that? Ravdon. So let's remember this siman. We're going to speak out something about the siman. So the first thing is that you nikrim v'leim atargim. You read it, you don't translate it. Ma'aseh ruvein nikrim v'leim atargim. You read it, but you're not atargim. Ma'aseh baruchni ben gamil shahalak lekavul. You want to went to kavul. You carry chazak nesus v'ibeshkan yisrael. But amar loy lematargimin al atargim. Don't touch that part. Don't translate that part. Ela achron, only the last part. The chazan told the Torgamin, and v'shivchu chachamim. I'm not waiting. Rav Chanina told the Torgamin. Rav Chanina told the Torgamin this. V'shivchu chachamim. The chacham says you're doing correct thing. That means like this. The pasuk says, "V'hi v'shkoyin Yisrael be'eretz ahi v'yelch Ruvain v'yishkor v'zbila pelegash aviv v'yishma Yisrael." It says v'yu b'nei Yaakov shneim asar. So he said only translate v'yu b'nei Yaakov shneim asar. But the beginning of the pasuk do not translate. And the chacham said that's correct. It's a very good way of doing it. The second part of the Egel, which is when Aharon HaKohen says it over to Moshe Rabbeinu, we read it, we don't translate it. So is the Maisa Egel Hasheni, min Vayoyim Moshe ad Vayar Moshe. From the Pasuk, Vayoyim Moshe al Aharon, Ma'asu l'cho ha-mazeh, ki beis l'cho ha-togdela, until the Pasuk of Vayar Moshe Shom, ki paru hu, ki paru Aharon Shimsa v'kameya. Those psukim, you don't translate. And we said, why? Api Rashi. Rashi says, why? Is because Vayetze Egel sounds like it came out by itself. Like the Gemara says, Tanya. Shemelezo Eimer. Lo'olam ye'odam zor b'tshuvaysav. Be careful when you answer something. Shemetoch tshuva sheshiva Aaron l'Moshe. When Aaron answered Moshe about the story of the Egel, from that, Pokro Aminim Naminim had something to hang their head on. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, v'ashtecheu b'esh v'yetze Egel azeh. And the Minim say, look, the Egel came out by itself. And they don't understand that really came out through Kishuf. And not by itself. Like upon him, that's the reason why we don't translate the second parash of Egel. Tosis brings out from the Yishalmi a different shot why we don't read this part of the Egel. Tosis says the reason is because the Gnai of Aharon. For covered the Aharon, because Aharon the one that really facilitated this Egel, so we don't want to make a bizarre for Aharon, that's why we don't read it. The next one that we read and don't translate is what? Is Birchas Kahanim. Why not? My timer. What's the reason we don't do Birkas Kahanim? Birkas Nikrim Lev Targum, you know, my time up. Mishum Dechziv, Yisa. It says, Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha. And the Maratzim are going to say, wow, Hashem is Moichu Averis, we can do whatever we want. Hashem is a loving God, and we can do whatever we want. Hashem is Yisa Hashem Ponav Elecha. And we don't want Maratzim to hear that. Even though Rashi speaks out, there is a pshat in that. The Gemara says, with the Eden, even though they eat less than a kebaya, they eat the not full. They only eat a kebaya or a kezayis. They bench, and I shouldn't be. I do lefrim shuris din. I shouldn't be lefrim shuris din with them. We tak get lefrim shuris din. Since we do the mitzvahs lefrim shuris din, we tak get it. But we don't want to sell it to amaratzim because they'll take it the wrong way. So that makes no sense. The God's not meichel. Therefore, we don't say that. So that's the third thing in the siman. Remember the siman. It said reish ayin beis. Reish is Reuven. Ayin is Egel, and Beis is Birkas Kahanim. What's the next one? Maisa David va'amnoim loy nikrin loy matarguinam. We have the Gersa, let's say like the Goyin, is nikrin, and you read it, and you don't translate it. Frey de Gemara, va'amrit maisa omnoim v'tomar nikrin matargum. We just said before, that maisa omnoim v'tomar, you do read it and translate it. So what's going on? Like Kasha, haduksiv amnoim and David, haduksiv amnoim stoma. The first pasuk of the parasha that says "Vahi achrei kain ulav shalom ben David achoyis yofa shma tamar vayeva amrin ben David," that pasuk you don't read because it says ben David, but the rest of the parasha you read. Now, if you look at the siman, it says dalad anon. L'chayr is only amnon. What's the dalad doing? What's David got to do with it? Every siman is a new thing. If David and amnon are the same story and it's only called David because amrin ben David, why is there two parts of siman? Zokta Svasemer, Saraya, there's another thing here. David of Vasheva. That's why it's part of the Simon, because David is a new thing. Nikrim Levin Tagaminon. That's what the Svasemer says. Agav, if you ever wondered, we don't have, a lot of things we don't have in Naftarah. We don't lay David of Vasheva in Naftarah. We don't lay Tamar and Amnon in Naftarah. So the Mepharshim say in those days, they didn't have a set Haftarahs. They learned something in Avi, whatever they wanted. They didn't have set Haftarahs like we have today. Torah Abonim. Kol HaMakrayis HaKsuvim B'Torah L'Gnai, Kernas HaShvach. A lot of times the Torah says something L'Gnai, which is not a nice thing. So therefore, we do a Kriya Niksiv, which means even though it says one thing, we read another thing. For example, it says in the parasha of the Teichecha, it says, Isha Si'ores, V'ish Achar Yishkevena, Bayis Tivna, someone will be engaged to Isha and someone else will be Yishkevena. It says really in the Pasuk, Yishkelena. That's what it's written. But we change it to Yishkevena because it's a nicer word, Yishkevena. Yishkelena definitely means what it means. But Yishkevena can mean just sleeping. So it's not such a design to get lost. So we read it Yishkevena instead of Yishkelena. The same thing it says in Teichecha, they get hemorrhoids, Be'afaylim. So we read it B'techayrim because it's a nicer way of saying it. It says in the Pasuk Navi Chayyinim, which means the base harei, the place where someone goes to the bathroom, it's called like a hole. So we change it to Divyinim, which means like dripping. It's a better. So Chayyinim actually means the Chorilash and Rei, and the Divyinim means Hazav Min HaYinim. There the Pasuk's talking about in Navi where someone's giving a curse to the Klai Yisrael that they're going to eat the tsoya of doves, the excrement, the waste of doves. So chayyinim sounds like a lashon rei. Divyinim just sounds like drips of the yinim, so it doesn't sound as bad. Lechos chareim lishus meimim shneim. Also, we change it to lechos tsoyaseim lishus meimim raglayim. It's a nicer way of saying something. You call it tsoya or meimim raglayim is a nicer way than saying it the way it's written in the pasuk. Lemecharayis, which actually talks about the zara. That pasuk is talking about, says that Hashem is a destroyer of Zara, making it into bathrooms. So he changes the word mecharayis, which means like lashon of a base haray, a hole, lemaitzayis of coming out. Rabbi Shmuel, you can read it like it says. Why? Because they were making fun of Avodah Zarah. There you can say it the most disgusting way. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you can make fun of them. Like the Gemara is going to say here, they let make litzanis from Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Nachman, kol litzin asa asura. All litzanis is asur. Bar Miltenusa Davis Chavim. I'm making fun of Avizara, which is like bathroom jokes. You're allowed to make fun of Avizara that way. The Shari, that's Mutta. The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, when we're talking about Avizara, the Einish of Avizara, it says, Kursu Karu Yachtov, Lo Yachlu Malat Masa, Benavsham Vishvi Hala. Another Pasuk says, the first part, I read the second Pasuk first. The first one says, Kara Bal Kuris Navoy, Hoyatabayim Lechayav Haman, Susechem, Musas Masa Layafa. It says that the Avizaras were bending down from the heaviness of all the waste that was in them, that they couldn't expel all the waste. Kara bal karas navi, the avizara karas navi was bent over from all the heaviness of the waste that was in them. Chsiv karas kara bal yachtav leyuchlu malat masa, couldn't hold all the waste. Rabbi Yana Yomer Mahalka, this pasuk leeglis beis avon yaguru shachin shaimrem ki avelav amay v'kamar avelav yagilu al kavoyda galamenu. So pasuk b'shara means that the priests of this Varizara will be so upset that they lost the kavod. But I'll take kavod, they'll be kavod, because they're going to be so heavy with waste. Omer v'hunu bar menoyach shmei rav acha b'rei rav ika, shari leil bayi sholem meim alei v'chavim, you're allowed to tell, to say about a Varizara, shak leil v'chavim, take a Varizara, v'anche b'shis, b'shin tov shalai. Put it in your shin tov. Shin tov is the word sheis, like it says in the pasuk, chashufei sheis, which means the rear end, lack of a better word, that's what it means. The shin tof. So you let us say that, you let put it into your sheis. Omer of Ashi, Hayman the Sonei Shemune, Sharle Levzuye. If someone, a bad name goes out on someone that he's mezana with people, you're allowed to embarrass him with Gimel Vishin, which means you're allowed to say that he's a son of a Zoyna, that's what Gimel means. And Shin means that his name is smelly. You let us say Bar Gerusa, which means a Zayna, and Shema Saria. That's a lot of call. You let us say your name is disgusting. Haiman the Sharpa Shemune Shalosh Buche. Someone has a good kail about him. Everyone says good things about him. You're allowed to praise him. Now, what do you mean allowed to praise him? Why shouldn't you be able to praise him? So Masha says that we're not worried that there's a klal. You're not allowed to be. You're not allowed to give someone too much praise because people might say, Lashon Hara. You know, the derech is, if you go over to someone and say, you know, Reuven, he learns 18 hours a day, he never speaks Lashon Hara, and he does chesed all day. You say, what do you mean? I see the guy every day. He's out shopping every day. So why do you do that? Because if someone tells you the guy's so good, it causes Lashon Hara. Say, hey, but this guy, you're allowed to say that he's so good. And what's the reason? Because he won't have Ayin Hara in him. Since you see he has a good name, he won't be Ayin Hara. And someone who praises him will get brachas. Hadun Aloch, the parak of Akaris of Gila Oimed, Beli Neda, for those that finished it.